Om Jnanatim Randasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacya Desatarine Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavan Ebyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're telling about the life of Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Govardhan, who travels into the spiritual world.
He went
to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he went on to Dwarka, and in Dwarka Narada Muni came and met him. Then they also met with Uddhava, and Uddhava took them to his home. And in the home of Uddhava, Narada Muni was telling Gop Kumar about a place beyond Dwarka, beyond Vaikuntha, where the Lord has very special pastimes.
在乌德家中, Narada Muni 告诉了 Gopa Kumar 有一个地方超越了Dwarka, 超越了Vaikuntha, 那是一个特殊的地方。
Narada Muni was telling Gop Kumar there's very special qualifications to go there, and you have to develop prema, you have to develop deep love for the Lord to enter there.
Narada Muni 就告诉Gopa Kumar 要想去那里需要发展特殊的资格需要发展prema 有深深的prema 才能进入到
And Narada Muni said one way in which you can develop this prema is by chanting the holy names of the Lord, especially singing different songs about the pastimes of the Lord.
Narada Muni 告诉Gopa Kumar 其中一种方式是通过唱诵主的圣名，唱诵主的有关于主的消失光的不同的歌曲。
So he said the best way to develop this kind of love for Krishna is to be in the company of other devotees who also have this love, who have this love for Krishna.
他告诉他，最好是在已经拥有了这种爱的奉献者的陪伴。
And when you develop that love, you have to be very careful that you don't show it to other people. You keep it hidden.
当你已经发展起了这种爱之后呢，你要很小心，不要把它展示给其他的人，要保密。
Just like there's a saying that if your mother has a secret lover, you don't tell people about this. You keep it hidden. You don't want to tell everyone your mother has another man. Haribo?
If one's mother has a secret lover, Haribo, Harikna.
Yes? Guru Mani.
If one's mother has, yes, Maharaj, there's a delay of the song. I only hear that if one's mother has a secret lover that...
You don't tell it to other people.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me, Guru Mani?
Yes. Now can hear. Now can hear you. Well, yes. Can you? Yes. Hare Krishna.
You don't tell people. You don't let it known. You don't make it public to people that your mother's having a love affair with another man, different from your father.
Okay. 那假设就是假设一个人的母亲，她跟自己的就是父亲之外的别的男人有了恋情的话，你就不要把这个秘密告诉给别人。
And in the same way, if you have developed very deep love for Krishna, you don't want to show it. You don't want to tell people about it.
同样的方式，如果一个人已经发展起了对 Krishna 深厚的、深深的爱恋的话，那就要保密，不要告诉别人。
You don't want to try to get a big name as a big devotee or an advanced devotee. That's very bad. Hare Krishna, you can hear again?
Okay, 那你千万不要告诉别人。Yeah, sometimes sometimes can hear, well, sometimes cannot. The later part can hear, but the meaning can, is that if we tell others, it will be very bad.
Yes. We develop, if
那就是说，如果我们把这个泄露给别人呢？
We don't
千万不要泄密，否则的话就。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 那我们千万不要泄密，否则的话就结果会很糟糕。Hare Krishna.
嗯。So the point is.That if somebody develops this prema, Krishna prema, they don't let other people know.
所以关键就是，倘若一个人他已经发展起了 Krishna prema 的话，他不要告诉别人。
But the nature of prema is if one has developed it, it's very hard to keep it secret.
但是这 Krishna Prema 的本性就是一个人他发展了 Krishna Prema 之后很难保密。
So, if one lives in Krishna's, if one lives in the holy place like Vrindavan, then it's very easy to develop this kind of love.
好了
Okay. So we're saying, if you live in the holy land, you live in the holy land like Vrindavan, then very quickly you can develop this kind of prem, love.
我们刚才说到了，如果一个人能够居住在像温达文这样的圣地，就能够迅速发展起这种爱 prem.
But this path of devotion.It's very different from the other paths, you know, things like yoga or karma or jnana. It's a very different path.
但是这条途径呢，跟其他的，比如说像 yoga 瑜伽、karma 果报、jnana 思辨的途径特别的不一样。
And the very root of bhakti is.Humility, very deep, genuine humility.
Bhakti 的根是深深的谦卑，真诚的谦卑。
So the point is that we have to understand when we take up bhakti, you don't have to keep doing things like the different duties of the varnashram.
我们需要明白一点，当一个人他接受了八剃之徒的话，他就不需要再去尽职尽责，或者是去履行 Varnashram 四社会阶层四灵性阶段的职责。
That's part of the karma. That's the main duty. And when you follow the karma path,
这是当一个人他遵循 karma 果报功利性工作之徒，他需要履行的职责。
And we don't have to cultivate the knowledge to understand the distinction between what is spirit and what is matter, which is all what gyan is about.
我们也不需要去培养像这种知识，什么是物质，什么是灵性，这个是关于思辨它要涉及的。
And then you have other things like Ashtanga Yoga and meditation.And try to get samadhi. We don't have to worry about these.
那我们还有其他的另外一种，像 Ashtanga Yoga 八步瑜伽冥想，怎样进入神定
？So the point is, in the very beginning, when we first take up Bhakti Yoga, these things may be useful.
在开始阶段。当巴克提瑜伽的开始阶段，这些可能是有用的。
But once we come to this stage of Raganuga Bhakti, where you've developed spontaneous devotion, you don't have to do these things.
但一个人如果已经达到了 Raganuga Bhakti 自发奉爱阶段的时候呢，就不需要上述的这一切。
And if one has actually developed prema, real love for Krishna.Then he has no interest in these things.
当一个人已经发展起了 prema 真爱的时候，就无需这一切了。
So you cannot develop prema just by doing karma yoga or jnana yoga or any other yoga.
仅仅通过karma yoga 果报。功力和其他的瑜伽是不能发展起这种 prema 的。
We just have to focus on hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna.
我们只需要专注于聆听、唱诵、意念 Krishna。
Some great authorities, big the acharyas, they say that.Service to Krishna the people who are doing service to Krishna they don't bother about doing different rituals and they don't have to chant secret mantras in their mind
有些伟大的权威 Acharya 他们说如果一个人他已经服务了 Krishna 的话，他就不需要去考虑仪式仪轨，或者是在心意里秘密的唱诵一些曼陀罗。
And they keep away from people who are sitting doing meditation yoga.
他们也远离那些坐在那里冥想瑜伽的人。
So that's the nature of bhakti, that people who are really in doing bhakti, absorbed in bhakti, they don't have any contact with these things.
这个是 bhakti 的本性。当一个人他已经专注于 bhakti 的时候，他就跟上述的这些事物没有接触了。
Some people, they may be doing the bhakti internally, with the subtle body, with the mind.
有些人他可能是用是内在的在从事着八体奉爱以轻微的躯体。
Other people, they're using the physical body and the senses. They're doing externally, they're performing bhakti.
而还有另外一些人他们是用这种物质的躯体用感官外在的在从事八体奉爱。
So if somebody becomes more interested in karma, jnana, yoga, then it will take him away from bhakti.
倘若有人致力于果报工作、思辨，或者是瑜伽体式，这会把他从巴提风爱之徒拉走。
So one has to cultivate this very deep humility.
一个人必须培养这种深深的谦卑。
So this humility means to always think oneself unqualified and low.
这种深深的谦卑意味着永远想着自己是没有资格，而且是堕落低下的。
It doesn't mean that the meaning of being humble doesn't mean that we're poor.It doesn't mean that we have to depend on taking charity from others.
谦卑的含义并不是说我们就是一贫如洗，依靠别人的布施而生活着。
And it doesn't mean just that we have no ego.
也并不意味着我们就没有自我了，失去自我。
Some people who are very lazy, they may also think themselves very humble.
有些特别懒惰的人也自以为是谦卑的。
And some people are doing sinful activities, and they say, "Yeah, I'm very fallen," and they're doing sinful activities.
还有一些罪恶的人，他们从事的罪恶活动，他们会觉得哦，我太堕落了。
So the real meaning of humility means that one has all good qualities.
谦卑的真正的含义意味着一个人拥有一切美好的品质。
Right. He's given up false ego.
他已经放弃了假自我。
And he's very careful not to get involved in material life.
他小心不让自己卷入物质的生活。
But Narada Muni doesn't say that being humble means that you have to have tears in your eyes and show other ecstasy.
Narada Muni 并没有说一个谦卑的人，他就是眼中总是挂着泪水，而且是展示着狂喜的征兆。
But it can lead to that.
但是谦卑确实可以导致这样的结果。
So the person who is on this path to develop prema, they have to develop this humility by the proper behavior.
一个走在奉爱之途上的人必须要通过培养谦卑，通过恰当的行为举止，让自己有资格。
They have to also speak in a certain way, and they have to control their mind to think in certain ways to cultivate this humility.
一个人他还必须要控制他的言语，他的说话方式，还有他心中的内心的想法，来培养谦卑的品质。
When one has actually developed real love for Krishna, then he will naturally become very humble.
当然，一个人培养了对 Krishna 的爱之后，自然而然的就会很谦卑了。
Just like the ladies in Gokula, when they were separated from Krishna, they became very humble.
就像 Gokula 的那些女士们，当她们与 Krishna 分离之后，自然而然地变得非常谦卑。
So there's one type of humility, ordinary humility, you can develop just by our own effort.
有一种普通的类型的谦卑，她自己就靠自己就可以培养起来。
But there's another kind of humility.Which is not ordinary, which comes from Krishna's special mercy.
还有另外一种并不普通的谦卑，就是来自于 Krishna 特殊的仁慈。
Now, everybody in the material world, nearly everyone in the material world is separated from Krishna, but they're not experiencing this ecstasy because they don't have prema, they don't have love.
这个物质世界的每一个生物体都与 Krishna 分离着的，但是他们没有感觉到狂喜，因为他们没有 prema, 没有爱。
So we have to develop that love for Krishna, just like the gopis have love for Krishna.
我们必须发展起对 Krishna 的这种爱，就像 gopi 们、牧牛姑娘一样发展起对 Krishna 的爱了。
Just like when Krishna left them, when he left them, like when he went to Mathura, then that feeling, their feeling of love, the separation from Krishna, then it awoke in them.Different ecstasies.
当 Krishna 离开，Gopi 们去了 Mathura 之后，他们感受到这种分离当中的爱，这就唤起了他们的狂喜之情。
So this is the special mercy of Krishna, which he gives to his pure devotees.
这是 Krishna 的给予他的纯粹奉献者的特殊的仁慈。
So the more we develop our love for Krishna, the more we will become humble.
我们越是发展起了对 Krishna 的爱，就会越加谦卑。
So humility is the cause of prema, and prema is the cause of humility. They're intimately connected.
谦卑是 prema 爱神爱的根源泉，而 prema 神爱又是谦卑的源泉，他们是密不可分的。
So prema is the goal, and humility is not different. It's not different from love of Krishna.
Prema 是神爱是目标，而谦卑，是发跟神爱对 Krishna 的爱没有区别。
So it's wrong to think that there's always another level. There's always a higher level to go. It's wrong to think that we can never reach the goal.
认为就是还有另外一个层面需要去达到，这种观点是错误的，并不是说我们永远达不到那个目标。
No, the goal is there, but we should understand there's many different varieties in love of Krishna.
不是这样的，目标就在那里，但是，对 Krishna 的爱有不同的种类。
So, by pure love of Krishna, then we're able to go to Goloka, and then Goloka we can actually see the Supreme Lord Krishna.
通过发展出对 Krishna 的爱，我们可以去 Goloka。当我们去了 Goloka， 就能看见至尊主 Krishna 了。
But then when we see him, then we may also feel separation when he leaves us. We will feel the separation.
但是当我们看见他的时候，也会感受到跟他的分离之情，当他离开了我们之后。
So this is the variety of which is experienced by the pure devotees.
这是纯粹奉献者所能体验到的种种不同的感受。
And this kind of ecstasy which the devotee feels, sometimes in meeting Krishna and in being separated from Krishna, this is so much greater than any happiness you get from liberation.
奉献者们感受到的这种狂喜，当他们与 Krishna 相聚，或者是与 Krishna 分离的时候，感受到的这种狂喜，比任何比解脱 得到的快乐要伟大的多。
So people who know about love of God, who know about prema, they can recognize it when they see the devotee, when they see the devotee's heart trembling, when they see the devotee trembling and other kinds of ecstasies in the body.
一个对 Krishna 拥有了爱，拥有了 prema 的人，他们可以认出奉献者身上他们的狂喜的征兆，浑身颤抖，还有狂喜。
So, Narada, he has understood that this love of Krishna, this prema, can be recognized by these different features.
Narada 就说到，对 Krishna 的爱 ，prema 可以通过一个人身上的他不同的特征被认出来。
He said, we cannot really describe it in words, but we see features. We see things like trembling and tears coming from the eyes and the hair standing on end.
他说，就这种prema 对 Krishna 的爱，它是用语言无法形容的，但是却可以通过一个人身上的特征。可以认出来，比如说他会浑身颤抖，他会泪如泉涌，毛发直竖。
So it is said, when the devotee is developing this love of Krishna, then their heart will become very soft. But of course, we cannot tell, we cannot see if a devotee's heart is actually becoming soft.
当一个发展起了这种爱的奉献者。他的内心就会非常的柔软。当然了，我们也看不见他们的内心。
So those people who have got this kind of prema, this love, very deep love, it's like the neck, it's like very nectarian water of the Yamuna.
那些拥有这种prema 对 Krishna 的深深的爱恋的人们，他们的品尝到的就像雅穆那的河水那样甘纯的河水。
But at the same time, it's also like the burning flames of a fire.
与此同时，他的感受也就像一团熊熊燃烧的火焰。
So to these devotees who've got this love, poison is like nectar, and nectar is like poison.
对这样的奉献者而言，毒药就像甘露，甘露就像毒药。
And death is happiness, but life is means more misery.
死亡就是快乐和幸福，而活着就意味着痛苦。
And so this is the nature of this. When one gets Krishna prema, what seems like pleasure is like pain to them.
这就是拥有了对 Krishna 的爱 ，Krishna prema 的人的本质。对他们来说，快乐就如同痛苦。
Something which we would think should be very auspicious and good for us.They will reject it because it may remind them about Krishna, remind them about their love for Krishna. And they're trying to forget Krishna, but they can't.
一些吉祥的事物，一些对我们来说是美好的事物，他们却摒弃他们，因为这会让他们联想起 Krishna, 联想起对 Krishna 的爱。因为他们在努力地试图忘记 Krishna, 但却无法忘怀。
So something which helps us to forget Krishna, they will think, oh, this is very good.
能够帮助我们忘记 Krishna 的事物，他们却接受为非常是好的事物。
So it's the nature of prema, love of God, that there's ecstasy and there's so much pain.
所以 prema 的本性就是既有狂喜又有痛苦。
So when one comes to this stage, he cannot distinguish between which one is ecstasy and which one is misery.
已经达到了这个阶段之后，就无法分清什么是狂喜，什么是痛苦。
Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, the example was given, you know, Krishna's queens, they had been enjoying with Krishna. They'd been having water sports. You know, in the very heat of the summer, they'd have water sports and splash water on each other.
在圣典博加瓦坛当中就举了一个例子。Krishna 和他的王后们在享受水中的嬉戏。在炎炎烈日下，他们会往彼此对方泼溅这个水来嬉戏。
So these queens, they were with Krishna, but at the same time they were lamenting separation from Krishna. Although he was with them, they were lamenting that he's left us.
这些王后们虽然他们跟 Krishna 就待在一起。但是他们内心却在悲叹着与 Krishna 的分离，虽然就好像 Krishna 离开了他们。
So it's the nature of bhakti that all these different emotions are brought out in the devotee.
这就是 bhakti 的本性，有不同的情感，就是从奉献者的内心被迸发出来了。
Something which seems like to be very cold, like ice, may become very hot, like fire.
有些非常非常冰冷的事物，就好像像冰一样冷的事物，对他们来说就好像火一样炎热、炽热。
So somebody who's really developed this prem to a high level, they will experience the company, having the company of Krishna.
一个人真正发展起了这种 prema, 很高层面的 prema 的时候，他就能体验到 Krishna 的陪伴。
And they will join with Krishna in his pastimes.
他们也会加入 Krishna 的小时光。
But while they're enjoying with Krishna, there will also come the pain of separation.
但是当他们加入 Krishna 的消失光的时候，他们也在体验着这种痛苦之情。
So just like hunger is a part of eating. To enjoy eating, there has to be hunger. The more there is hunger, the more you can enjoy eating.
就像饥饿就是进食的一部分。为了要享受进食，一个人必须要有饥饿感。一个人越是饥饿、饥肠辘辘，他就是越能享受进食的快乐。
So the same way, the more one develops his love for Krishna, he will feel also the separation, the ecstasy of separation from Krishna.
同样的，当一个人发展起了对 Krishna 的爱了之后。他也能感受到对 Krishna 的在狂喜当中的跟 Krishna 的分离。
But this happiness of separation, this pain of the pain or separation of Krishna, this is a very, very special thing. It's very rare.
但是这种分离当中的快乐，这种分离当中的痛苦是非常非常罕见的。
We're going to hear about this more in this.Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
我们会在这部《大博加瓦坛甘露》一书当中更多的聆听到这方面的话题。
And sometimes when people develop this love for Krishna, they become like a mad person.
有的时候已经发展出了对 Krishna 的爱的人，他们就像个疯子。
And without having this prema, that even the 9 kinds of devotional service cannot bring us real happiness.
没有这种 prema, 九项奉献服务也难以带来真正的、真实的快乐感受。
Right, we're all doing devotional service, and the purpose of devotional service is to come to this stage of prema.
我们都在从事着奉献服务，而奉献服务的目标就是为了达到这种 prema 神爱。
Only by this prema can we actually become really happy.
只有通过这种类型的 prema, 我们才能真正的快乐。
So chanting of the holy name brings us to this stage. This is very help, very important for us to develop Krishna prema.
通过唱诵主的圣名就能够达到这种阶段，所以发展起对 Krishna 的爱是非常重要的。
We should become attached to a particular name and a particular form of Krishna.
我们应该对 Krishna 的某些特殊的、特定的名字、特定的形象，有特定的依附。
And then, as our heart begins to melt with love of Krishna, then we will laugh loudly, and we may even shout and cry.
当我们在对 Krishna 的神爱当中内心融化之后，我们会哭泣，或者是高喊，或者是大笑。
And sometimes the devotee will also sing and dance like a mad person.
有时候奉献者就像疯子一样的唱歌跳舞。
He doesn't care what other people think about him.
他不在乎别人对他的看法。
So Narada Muni gives an example. He said, without having love of God, the 9 kinds of devotional service are just like having some vegetables without salt.
Narada Muni 说，倘若没有神爱的九种奉献服务，就像没有加盐的蔬菜。
Or somebody may cook a big meal for you, but you're not hungry.
或者是某人为你做了一顿大餐，可是你一点都没有饥饿感。
Or you may study the scriptures, but you don't understand anything.
或者是你在努力地学习经典，但是却什么也没有明白。
Or a beautiful garden with many nice trees, but no fruit.
或者是一个美丽的花园，有着种种的树木，但是却没有任何的果实。
So these are all like having doing bhakti, but not having prema.
这个就是好比一个人他从事着 bhakti, 奉爱，但是却没有发展起 prema, 神爱。
So Narada Muni said, I'm just telling you general things about this. I'm not telling you in detail. I can't describe it all in detail.
Narada Muni 就说，我只是给你做了一般的描述，没有给你做详细的描述，因为我无法细致的来给你描述。
Yeah, you want to understand the real nature of Krishna prema, you have to look at the devotees of Krishna, like the servants in Vrindavan, like the gopis.
如果你想了解Krishna prema 的话，你就要看一看那些奉献者 Krishna 的仆，比如像 Vrindavan 的 gopi 们。
You can see some devotees or some people are very devoted to different avatars of Krishna.
你可以看到有的奉献者呢，他是Krishna 的不同化身的奉献者。
Or some people in Vaikuntha, Narada Muni, Gop Kumar had come to he went to Vaikuntha, so he saw some of the servants there, how they had deep love for Krishna.
当 Gopal Kumar 去外昆塔的时候，他也见证了那些对 Krishna 拥有奉爱的人们。
But these people in Vrindavan, like this Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and the love which they have is so special that Narada Muni doesn't feel able to speak about it.
但是像文达文的母牛姑娘是玛蒂拉达拉尼和那些母牛姑娘，他们的爱是独一无二的，所以哪儿的母牛就觉得自己没办法来描述。
Just like when Krishna went to Mathura, he left Vrindavan. So all the cowherd women, they were so affected, they were in the fire of, they were like burning in the fire. They just couldn't tolerate the separation from Krishna.
就像当 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 去 Mathura 之后，那个时候呢，那 Vrindavan 的那些牧牛姑娘，她们就好像是在被灼烧，她们无法忍受这种分离感。
So this was because they had so much love for Krishna.
这种感受是源于她们对 Krishna 拥有如此巨大的爱。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he says, I don't think you should go into this any further. I don't think you should try to go understand this anymore.
拿的牧女就说，我认为你无需再进一步了解这些，你不应当再深入的去理解他们了。
Because if he goes further, he worries that maybe he and Gop Kumar will lose control and they'll become so ecstatic they'll just lose control of themselves.
因为他担心如果他们深入这个话题的话，拿的穆尼自己和戈帕库玛都会是因为狂喜而失去控制。
But Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he said, if you're ever able to meet Srimati Radharani, then you will see Prem, and you will see how special her love for Krishna is.
Narada Muni 告诉戈帕库玛，倘若他要有机会能够见到 Srimati Radharani 的话，就能够明白他对 Krishna 的爱 ，Prem 特殊的爱。
And she is the person who can really tell you about prema, because she experiences it. She is able to understand it.
因为是他。才能够告诉 Gopa Kumar 什么是 Prema， 因为是他体验着对 Krishna 的爱，他能够让别人能明白。
But Narada Muni knows Gopa Kumar's heart is not yet ready. He's not yet fully prepared to hear and understand all this.
但是 Narada Muni 明白，知道 Gopa Kumar 的内心还没有为聆听这些话题，明白这些话题，做好准备。
But if Gop Kumar could meet people like the Gopis or Srimati Radharani, then he would be able to understand it better.
但是，倘若 Gopa Kumar 能够亲身能够遇见勾皮木牛姑娘，遇见 Srimati Radharani， 他就能更好的明白了。
But Narada Muni said, even if he was to get, if he was to meet Radharani, he would not be able to repeat her instructions to Gop Kumar. You have to get it directly.
Narada Muni 说，即便是他自己遇见了 Srimati Radharani， 也不能来把这一切重复给 Gop Kumar， 他必须得亲自去见到他。
Because if Narada Muni would try to give these instructions, he would just become so ecstatic, so mad, he wouldn't be able to control himself.
因为如果 Narada Muni 他得到了这些讯息，他来传递这些讯息的话，他就会因为狂喜而变成疯子，无法控制他自己。
So Gop Kumar has to learn about this from Srimati Radharani herself.
戈帕库玛必须得从 Srimati Radharani 本人那里来学习这一切。
But then Narada Muni says another way. He said, if there's an incarnation of Lord Krishna who comes to distribute Krishna Prem, then you may be able to understand from him.
男儿的牧女说，如果有一个化身，还有一个方法可以让他理解，倘若 Krishna 的一个化身他前来派发对 Krishna 爱 Krishna Prem， 他就可以 Gopal Kumar 就可以理解了。
Or one of Krishna may come himself to experience the Krishna Prem of Srimati Radharani. Then you could meet him and also get great benefit, learn from him.
或者是主 Krishna 亲自降临去体验 Krishna Prem， 那他就能。
Oh, go ahead. Okay, so Radharani
is.
Radharani is very rare to see in this world. It's not Gop Kumar knows it. It may not be possible for him to ever meet Radharani.
因为在这个世界上很难见到 Radharani. Gopal Kumar 他可能遇见不到 Radharani.
Difficult to meet her, to get her favor, to understand her greatness. Well, that's very rare.
很难得到他的恩宠，很难能够理解到他的伟大，这是非常非常罕见的。
So Narada Muni says there's this other way that you can meet the Lord may come himself in the future, just like he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience this love of Radharani.
那还有另外一种方法，那就是主他亲自降临，能够让世人能够遇见他，就像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一样，他来体验 Srimati Radharani 的爱。
So Narada Muni, he knows the future. He knows that the Lord may come in the future to experience this mood of Radharani. So he tells Gop Kumar, if you can meet this person, then you can get everything.
Narada Muni, 他是可以预见未来的。他知道主将会亲自降临，体验 Radharani 的这种心绪，所以他。让 Gopal Kumar 能够遇见这个人。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he says, "Go quickly to Lord Jagannath's abode. Go to Jagannath Puri, and there you can fulfill all your desires."
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar, 快去 Jagannath Puri。你在那里就能满足你的一切心愿了。
Because that Jagannath Puri is just like an image of Mathura.
因为 Jagannath Puri 就好像是 Mathura 的一个影子。
And Narada Muni says, "You're better than me. Krishna has given you real good mercy, so you're more qualified than me."
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar， 你比我强，你比我得到的仁慈多，所以你比我更有仁慈，更有资格。
Narada Muni may not be able to develop this prema， but Gop Kumar could do it because Gop Kumar was born in Vrindavan。
Narada Muni 可能得不到这种 prema， 但是 Gopal Kumar 可以，因为他出生在戈瓦尔丹山。
And he got so much of Krishna's mercy, so he's much more fortunate than Narada Muni. All right. So Narada Muni told Gop Kumar he should go to Jagannath Puri and see the Lord there.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopal Kumar 让他去 Jagannath Puri 在那去见主。
But Uddhava says, Uddhava is also there because they're in Uddhava's house. So Uddhava says to them, he says, well, you know, Dwarka is also as dear. Dwarka is just as good as Jagannath Puri.
因为他们都在乌德瓦家中，这时候乌德瓦就说话了。乌德瓦说：“嗯，多尔卡跟甘纳布瑞是一样好的。
嗯” Krishna also performed pastimes in Dwarka, so it's also a very important place.
Krishna 也在多尔卡上演他的逍遥时光，因此这个地方也是很重要的呀。
So Uddhava, he didn't really agree with Narada telling Gop Kumar to go to Jagannath Puri.
Uddhava 并不赞同 Narada Muni 让 Gopa Kumar 去 Jagannath Puri 这条建议。
Uddhava is from Dwarka, and he's a devotee of Dwarka, and he thinks, you know, you get everything here in Dwarka, you don't need to go to Jagannath Puri.
Uddhava 是 Dwarka 的奉献者，所以他认为在多尔卡就可以得到想要的一切了，没必要去扎格纳普瑞。
Actually, and the Lord here in Dwarka, he is the same as Lord Jagannath. There's no difference.
实际上，在这里，主在多尔卡，主就和扎纳的一样，没必要去扎纳普瑞。
The Lord of Dwarka, he is the son of Devaki, and he's not different from Lord Jagannath. But Lord Jagannath, he's in wood and he never moves.
在 Dwarka 这里，主他是 Devaki 之子，而在 Jagannathpuri 呢 ，Jagannath 他是木质的，他也不会动。
So.Why does the Lord appear like that in Jagannath Puri? He does this just to give pleasure to the people there in Jagannath Puri, that they like that form.
为什么在 Jagannath Puri 主显现为这个样子呢？就是为了给予那里的奉献者们带来快乐，因为那里的奉献者喜欢见到这一形象。
There's no difference between the Lord there and the Lord in Puri and the Lord in Dwarka.
在 Puri 那里的主和 Dwarka 这里的主，二者之间没有区分。
But when you hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, then you will feel a certain pain. You'll feel that sorrow. You'll feel the pain.
但是如果聆听了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光，就会内心有一种痛苦，痛楚的感受，就会感到很难过。
So he says you don't need to go all the way to Puri, and if you do go to Puri, there's one disadvantage.
所以他就说。你不需要去普瑞。如果去普瑞的话，还有一个不利的情况。
Because in Puri they do the dramas about Krishna's pastimes, and when you hear these pastimes, then you'll feel pain in your heart.
因为在普瑞，他们会演出主 Krishna 逍遥时光的戏剧。如果你听了那个戏剧的话，内心就会感到很痛苦。
Because in Jagannath Puri, you won't be able to see the Lord of Vrindavan. You won't be able to see him, and that will give you great pain in your heart.
因为在 Jagannath Puri, 你是不能见到 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的，而这种不能相见的感受会让你内心很痛苦。
But of course, if you go to Puri,He said, you'll get a lot of his Mahaprasadam, you'll get Lord Jagannath's Prasadam, and you'll see Lord Jagannath's lotus feet.
当然，如果你去 Jagannath Puri 的话，你会得到很多的 Mahaprasadam, 你会见到主的莲花足。
And you'll feel, you can join also in the festivals, and the Rath Yatra, the processions, so you'll feel pleasure in that.
当然了，你也会在那里呢， 有感受到那里的节日的氛围，可以去过弹车节，可以加入流行的队伍。
But you won't feel the humility. You won't develop the humility of the pure love of Krishna.
但是你不能培养起谦卑，培养起、发展起对 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
So he won't get the Krishna Prem. He won't get that happiness of Krishna Prem. He won't get Goloka, the mood of Goloka.
所以他不能发展起 Krishna Prem 的快乐，他不能培养起这种心态，也不能达到 Goloka。
Okay, so we'll stop here.
我们讲课部分停在这里。
We'll take the questions now.
好，第一个问题来自于淡然一笑。Krishna 为什么要安排库鲁之野战争？ Why did Krishna arrange the battle of Kurukshetra?
Because the world was overburdened with many demoniac kings, and they were giving pain to Mother Bhumi. So Krishna brought them all there in the battle.So that they could all be removed.
因为这个地球上，它当时是有很沉重的负担，当时有很多的邪恶的君王，就给布米母亲带来很大的，很大的烦，痛苦。所以主 Krishna 就把他们都集结在所有这个战场上，让他们去战斗，去去除他们。
Right, you can read about that. You read the Krishna book. You read the Krishna book, the first chapter, the introduction. You can read all about why Krishna came and how Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra just to remove all these kings.
您可以读 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书第一章和介绍部分，就讲到了。为什么 Krishna 安排了库鲁之野战役，是为了去除所有这些邪恶的君王。
And all the people who died in Krishna's presence, they all got liberation.
而且在 Krishna 面前死去的，所有这些人们都得到了解脱。
So there's no loss.
没有任何。
Everyone benefited.
没有什么损失，因为每个人都得到了好处了。好，下一个问题是，还是淡然一笑，圣人和半神们拥有的优良品质包括什么？
圣人跟半
神。All those sages and demigods, they have a good quality.So, what are these good qualities?
Well, they're devotees. They're obedient to the orders of the Lord. They follow scriptures.
他们是奉献者，他们是对主的命令是唯命是从，他们也遵守经典。
These are very important qualities.
这些是重要的品质。
And the demigods, they're people, they've got that position because they've acted piously in many lifetimes. They've come to that position of demigods by doing pious activities in the material world.
半神人们取得了他们的地位，是因为他们生生世世从事了虔诚的活动，他们在物质世界做了大量虔诚活动。
And sages, they are people on the path of self-realization. They have no material desires.
而圣人们，他们走在自我觉悟的道路上，他们没有物质的欲望了。
下一个问题。
下一个问题还是淡然一笑。达到神爱的人像个疯子，觉得哪儿的帕布帕德很正常，不是疯子，不明白。You mentioned that those who have Christian prema, they are like madmen. But I feel Narayan Muni and Prabhupada is very normal. They are not madmen. I cannot understand.
Well, they're not always madmen, but sometimes they will feel ecstasy in their body. So they will not show it to other people. Just like sometimes Prabhupada would feel ecstasy, then he would get up and he would go to his room to be on his own.
他们不总是像疯子一样，但是他们有的时候感受到狂喜的时候，身体是感受到狂喜的时候，他们不展示。像帕帕德，当他感受狂喜的时候，他就起身回自己房间去了。We
said when somebody feels ecstasy, they hide it. They don't want to show it to people. So Prabhupada, Narada Muni, they don't show it to people. But they feel ecstasy.
我们在讲课当中说到了，一个拥有了狂喜的人，他们藏起来，他们不展示给世人。阿布帕德拿着木尼，他们就不把这些展示给别人，但是他们能感受到。Okay,
下一个问题。下一个，
叶倩，顶拜咕噜和所有奉献者。 如何知道自己对Krishna的哪个特别名字和形象做特殊的崇拜? How can I know which name and form of Krishna is special for me, is certain for me, so that
well,
I can worship
them? You have to be patient. You're still a new devotee. You have to chant the holy name under the orders of the spiritual master, and gradually you will develop an attraction for a particular form of the Lord.
您得耐心，您还是个新人，您需要唱诵圣名，需要在灵性导师的指导之下来唱诵圣名，逐渐的就能发展起对主的某个特定的形体的吸引。
In our neophyte stage, we simply chant Hare Krishna mantra and we hear about Krishna and we're still very new devotees, so you haven't developed an attraction for any particular form, so you have to hear more. And we go on and do devotional service, and gradually, you develop more attraction for one particular form.
需要唱诵Hare Krishna, 需要聆听, 因为您是新人, 还没有发展出对主的某个特定形象的吸引, 需要去不断的聆听, 做服务, 逐渐逐渐的就能培养起对某个特定形体的吸引了。
下一个问题。
下一个, Shruti Rupa Devi Dasi, 顶拜咕噜和老师们, 有两个问题请教咕噜, 一是帮助其他奉献者提问的, 有新人在念诵圣名的时候口干舌燥，他想知道这是业力反应还是正常情况呢？ So this is question from that's raised by Shruti Rupa to help others. The question: some new faculty when they chant the holy name, they felt their mouth is very dry. There's no nectar. He wants to know, is this the karmic reaction or is it normal?
It's normal. Why don't they just drink water? Their mouth is very dry. Let them drink something.
这是正常的，他们喝水，他们觉得口干舌燥，就让他们喝水。
下一个问题，还有奉献者念诵的时候会冥想
Krishna 吹笛子形象，请问这是可以被允许的吗？ Some devotees they will meditate on the form of Krishna using his playing his flute. Is this meditation allowed?
Well, our process is to chant the holy name.
我们的方法是唱诵圣名。
Meditation, you may think of the Lord playing the flute. You may look at a picture of Krishna playing the flute. But our process is to chant the holy name.
你可以冥想 Krishna, 可以想着或者是看着 Krishna 吹笛子的形象。但我们的方法是唱诵圣名。
We don't encourage people just to do silent meditation.
我们不鼓励人们去做静，去默念，默默的冥想。
下一个问题。
下一个问题。这个奉，这奉献者没有名字。顶戴咕噜，我从咕噜是，我听咕，哦，咕噜说我们要认为自己是低下和堕落的，我不明白。This is anonymous devotee. He said, you said that we should regard ourselves low and fallen. I don't understand.
It means we should give up false ego because our false ego.Is very strong, so we think we're very important and very great, but we should think of ourselves as being unqualified.
这意思就是说，我们应该放弃我们的假自我。假自我就会认为我很，有力量，强大有力，我很重要，我特别伟大。相反，我们应该认为自己没有资格。
You know, we have this, people think, I'm Zagal Zada, right? I'm very big, I'm very great. So this is the false ego. We have to understand our spiritual position. Our ego should be in proportion to the dimension of the soul.
有的人自高自大，觉得自己很了不起。这都是源于假自我，他们应该明白他们的灵性的地位，他们真正的自我，他们应该他们的那种自我应该跟灵魂的大小应成正比。
So just like we have songs which we sing, where the devotee who wrote the song he says that I'm very fallen, but you have come to deliver the fallen souls.So I'm the most fallen. So please come and deliver me first.
我们有一首歌曲，是那歌曲，在歌曲当中，作者就说到，我是特别的堕落的，但是您是堕落灵魂的拯救者，因为我最堕落，所以您应该第一个来拯救我。
Lord Chaitanya is known as Patita Pavana. He came to deliver the fallen souls.So if we are fallen, then Lord Chaitanya may come and deliver us. It's a good opportunity to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
主 Chaitanya 的名字叫 Patita Pavana, 堕落灵魂的拯救者。他是专门来拯救堕落灵魂的。所以我们认为自己堕落，这是一个很好的机会，能得到主 Chaitanya 的仁慈。
But if we think I'm not fallen,Then very hard to get the mercy.
但是如果我们自认为并不堕落的话，就很难得到这份仁慈了。
So we are encouraged to cultivate this humble mood that I'm unqualified, I'm unworthy, I'm low, I'm fallen.
我们被鼓励要培养这种谦卑的心态，认为自己没有资格，认为自己并不配，配不上，认为自己很低下，是很堕落的。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个是谢波，顶拜咕噜玛哈拉致，请问，感谢您，请问只有培养出爱，我们的谦卑品质才会自然而然就有了，否则是我们所谓的谦卑就是伪装，是吗？ is that only by cultivating love, our humbleness, when we will naturally possess the quality of humbleness, or else our so-called humble is false, right?
Well, it's not false, but it's material humility. If we ourselves cultivate the humility by our own efforts, it's not the same as developing the kind of humility which we're speaking about, which is a special humility cultivated through the mercy of Krishna.
不是，就是不是伪装的，而是物质的。那因为是靠自己自身的努力在培养这种谦卑，我们是通过Krishna 的仁慈要培养一种特殊的谦卑。
So both kinds of humility are good. Of course, that the mercy of Krishna is a very special humility. We may not get, but we should cultivate ordinary humility in the material world.
这两种谦卑都是好的。Sorry, Ma, I didn't hear. It's broken. The latter part.
Okay. Now, I was just saying that. In the material world, it's important for us also to be humble in ordinary dealings.
在物质世界呢，我们在普通的日常交往当中，培养谦卑也是非常重要的。
下一个问题。
下一个问题。李林恩，顶拜 guru， 顶拜老师们。七岁多的孩子每天读《快乐的泉源》，每天看有关 Krishna 动画片，这样可以培养孩子 Krishna 知觉吗？My child who is 7 years old, he or she read the Krishna the source of happiness and watch the cartoon of Krishna. Is in this way can my child cultivate Krishna consciousness?
Well, certainly it helps, but you know you should also give your child nice vegetarian foodstuff and try to encourage your child to eat vegetarian, and you should also have kirtan, there should be the chanting of the holy name. She should also learn to sing Hare Krishna mantra.
这肯定是有帮助的，但是呢，您应该培养您的孩子素食，鼓励他吃素，让他聆听 kirtan， 唱诵圣名，学会念 Hare Krishna mantra。
Your child should see that you are also a devotee and that you chant the holy name.
您的孩子应当亲眼看到自己的母亲是位奉献者，唱诵圣名。
And you should also discuss the past. You should talk to your child about the pastimes of Krishna.
您要和自己的孩子讨论 Krishna 的小时光。
Okay.
下一个雨飞，顶拜 guru， 感谢您。奉献者有一些洁净标准，遵循这些标准对爱 Krishna 有帮助吗 ？There are some standard for cleanliness for devotee. If we follow this standard, is it helpful for us to love Krishna?
Yes, it's important.Cleanliness. We have a saying in English. We say cleanliness is next to godliness. So cleanliness is very important quality. It will help us to become more Krishna conscious.
是的，清洁是很重要的一项品质。在英文当中有一句谚语叫“清洁与神圣为邻”。就是清洁是圣
We have to clean the heart, right? So internal cleanliness and external cleanliness.
所以清洁是培养 Christian 的这些一件重要的品质。清洁有内在的清洁和外在的清洁。我们需要清洁内心，我们还需要。
Prabhupada was always very concerned that we keep the temples very neat and clean. They should look very, very perfect. Everything should be cleaned every day.
帕帕德他特别重视庙宇当中要整洁清洁，庙宇的一切都应该是完美的，天天都要打扫。
下一个问题。
下一个 Sati 弟，请 Guruji 再解释一下课中讲到的精微躯体崇拜服务主，可以吗？感恩 Guruji 的仁慈。Can you explain? You mentioned that we can use our subtle body to worship and serve Lord.
Yes, within our mind, we may not have any material facilities for worshiping the Lord, so within our mind we may worship the Lord.
是的，用我们的心意，我们可能没有物质的便利设施来崇拜主，但是用心在心意里可以崇拜主。
You may not have any nice flowers there. So within our mind, we can meditate on collecting beautiful lotus flowers and the most fragrant roses and making them into a beautiful flower garland and offering that flower garland in our mind to Krishna.
我们可以在心意里冥想，我们可以获得一些非常美丽的鲜花，非常芳香的玫瑰花，在心意里冥想，把它们穿成花环，然后在心意里把它们献给 Krishna。
Within our mind, we can offer prayers to Krishna.
在心意向主 Krishna 献上祷文。
And we can remember Krishna's pastimes and different teachings of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita.
我们可以想着 Krishna 不同的逍遥时光，以及 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中的教导。
Right. 下一个问题。
下一个。
Hare Krishna.Good day. 我还想继续问一下，就是这种用心意的这种崇拜，我们初习者可以做到吗？
Well, we shouldn't use this as an excuse to avoid doing service.
我们不能用这种方法来做借口，来找借，用这种方法借口这种方法来避免做服务。
But if we're in the position where you're not able to do anything, within our mind we can do everything.
但是如果我们不能够实际的去做的话，我们在心里可以把这一切都做到。
But you have to have a very controlled mind.
但是您必须得有很控制，心意必须得到很好的控制。
Now Srila Prabhupada told us he didn't want us to chant in the mind. He said this is not the way. He said all the good devotees, they will chant the holy name out loud.
Srila Prabhupada 他不鼓励奉献者在心意里念诵，他说这不是我们的方法。他说优秀的奉献者是非常大声的唱诵。
Haridas Thakur, Kolaveka Sridhar, these people, they would all chant the holy name loudly.
Like Haridas Thakur, Kolaveka Sridhar, they are very loud to sing.
And we are hearing today, devotees who have prema, they chant loudly, they chant out loud.
我们在课中也听到了那些拥有 Krishna Prema 的奉献者，他们都会高声的唱诵。
Okay, you may be in a situation sometimes you're not able to do these things. So within your mind, you may try, but you have to be very careful to control the mind. It's not easy to steady the mind.
如果在处您的处境呢，是让您不能做那些事情的话，就可以在心里做，但是要很小心的控制着心意，因为心意它总是不安不稳的。
Yeah, we know in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, when Krishna was telling Arjuna how to do yoga, Arjuna said, I can't do it, my mind is like the wind, I cannot control the mind.
在博伽梵歌第六章 Arjuna, 当 Krishna 教导 Arjuna 这个瑜伽体系的时候， Arjuna 回答说，我无法控制心意，心意像狂风一样难以控制。
So Arjuna couldn't do it. We shouldn't, you know, I don't know how effective we are going to be in trying to do it.
如果 Arjuna 都做不到， 我不知道如果我们试图去这么去做，是我们的效果会是多么的，是什么样的效果。
It's not easy to fix the mind.
让心意专注很难，不容易。
We know when we chant Gayatri, how much the mind wanders. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra, the mind wanders. So, you're going to do service in the mind? You have to really control the mind. It's not easy.
We know when we chant Gayatri mantra, or Gayatri mantra, or chant Hare Krishna mantra, the mind is how it is all over the place. So, this如果在心里做服务的话，这个要控制心意不容易。
Sati，
好的好的，非常感谢 Gurudev。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个 ，Vara Zai Shvara Devadasi， 顶拜 Gurudev 莲花族。真正的婆罗门怎样说话，怎样做事，怎么辨别？感恩 Gurudev， 感恩您。
Well, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, translate.
A genuine Brahmana, how does he talk? How does he do things? How does he distinguish?
If you read the Bhagavad Gita, you know Arjuna asked the question to Krishna.What is the nature of one who has achieved transcendence? How does he speak and what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk?
在博伽梵歌当中 ，Arjuna 问 Krishna， 一个已经处于超然之境的人，他的特征是如何的？他如何说话？他怎样坐卧行走？
Right, this question is asked in the second chapter. So you read this, you read the Bhagavad Gita and you get the answers to this.
这个是在博伽梵歌的第二章，您读一下第二章就能得到答案了。
How does a Brahmana speak? He will speak about Krishna. If he's a real Brahmana, Brahmana Vaishnava, he will speak about Krishna and he will chant the holy name.
一个 Brahmana 怎样讲话？如果是真正的 Brahmana， 他就会讲述 Krishna， 他就会唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
His every action will be dedicated in Krishna consciousness.
他的每一个活动都会献给 Krishna 知觉。
For the service of Krishna, he's not acting for sense gratification, but he acts for the service of Krishna.
为了服务 Krishna, 他的活动不是为了感官享乐，他是为了 Krishna 而活动。
All right.
下一个，知觉。顶拜 Guru， 可以问一下主 Brahma 有妻子吗？主 Shiva 的母亲是谁
？Yes, Brahma has a wife.
Brahma 有妻子。
His wife is Saraswati.
他名字叫 Saraswati。
Then he had another wife, a second wife, Gayatri.
他另外一个妻子名字叫 Gayatri。
Right, he was doing, they were doing a yagya one time, and the wife was late, so they were waiting for her to come. But she did not come in time for the yagya, and she had to be there at a certain time. She did not come. She was late.
所以当时他们正在举行火祭 yagya， 但是他的妻子呢，就是左等右等，等不来。但是那火祭呢，必须得按时举行。
So they told Brahma take a second wife. So he took this other girl. Her name was Gayatri.
所以在场的人就要求 Brahma 再娶一个妻子，所以他就娶了这一个女孩，叫 Gayatri。
So when the first wife came, then she saw he'd taken another wife. She was angry and she cursed him.
所以当他第一个妻子来之后呢，他一看到。坐在那里的第二个这个 Gayatri， 他看很愤怒，很生气，他就发出了诅咒。
She cursed him that he would only be worshipped in one place.
他就诅咒 Brahma 只能在一个地方受到崇拜。
Right, and what's the question about Shiva?
Mother, who's the mother of Shiva?
Who's the mother of Shiva? Well, Shiva is born from.He's born from one Shiva comes from the forehead of Lord Brahma when he's angry.
有一位 Shiva 是当主 Brahma 生气愤怒的时候，从 Brahma 的额头上诞生出来的。
And another Shiva comes from Lord Sankarshan.
另外一位 Shiva 是来自于主 Sankarshan.
But Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living entity. He doesn't have the mother.
主 Shiva 不是普通生物，所以他没有母亲。
We never hear about him having a mother.
没听说过他有个母亲。
下一个问题。
新人 YY， 灵修 Krishna 之觉一年多，感觉一切没兴趣了，除了吃美味的 prasadam。母亲有病也不着急也不焦虑，和以前的朋友话不投机半句多，一切都觉得无聊。请问上师，我目前这种状态是否正常？ This new fighter has practiced Krishna consciousness for more than 1 year. He felt uninterested in everything except honor and delicious prasadam.Even if his or her mother is ill, this devotee is not worried, and he has nothing to say with his former friends. He felt everything is tasteless, so he wondered if this is normal.
Well, in some ways it's normal. We say, like, becoming a devotee of Krishna...You get new friends. You lose your old friends and you get new friends.
在某种程度上是正常的。我们说当一个人他来到 Krishna 世界之后呢，他失去了旧有的朋友，他得到了新朋友。
And just like when you get married, you get new friends.
就像你结婚，你有了一帮新朋友。
You know, before you're a single man,You know, you have your single man friends, but after you get married, you have your wife, and so you have different friends.
就像以前单身的时候是单身的朋友，可是结婚之后呢，有了妻子，有了朋友。
So, you know, I guess it's normal.
所以我猜这是正常的。
But we should try to, you know, if you have some responsibility, if you have a mother, you're living with her, you should take care of her.
但是我们也有责任感。如果您的母亲生病了，所以你有责任照顾母亲。
You have to do your duties. Don't be irresponsible.
您必须要履行您的责任。不能是一个不负责任的人。
Devotee is not irresponsible. That's not good.
奉献者不是那种不负责任的人，那不好。
OK, 下一个问题。
下一个是一个拜拜，一个没有名字的顶拜 Guru Maharaj 莲花组顶拜翻译主持，请问 Guru， 库如之野战役，库如之野战是导火索，是因周报的引起，还是木芒的国王与白子同谋，还是 Krishna 的安排？感恩 Guru 仁慈。This this devotee asked, what caused the battle of Kurukshetra? Is it caused by Draupadi or by conspiracy of a blind king and his 100 sons, or is it arranged by Krishna?
Yes, all these reasons.
所有这些原因。
We can say it was the cause of Draupadi because they were disrespectful. We can say it's also Krishna's arrangement. Everything is Krishna's arrangement. And we can say it's because of the sons as well. These are all valid reasons.
我们可以说是因为 Draupadi 受到了侮辱，还有是 Krishna 的安排。也可以说是他的一百个儿子所导致的，所以这些原因都是实实在在的原因。
下一个问题。
下一个 Radhika Priya Dasi， 继续念诵口干的问题。不是说念诵圣名会有甘露吗？怎么会口干舌燥呢？我口中没有甘露，是因为奉献者在骗我，还是因为我业报太重呢？
Translate.
Isn't that continue with the question about the chanting? Why chanting is my mouth is dry? Isn't that while chanting the holy name there should be nectar? How is it? How can it be dry mouth? My mouth is now dry without nectar. Is it that because devotees are cheating me, or is it that because my karma is too heavy?
Well, the nectar is there in the sound vibration. It's not that some nectar magic liquid is going to come in your mouth, but the nectar is there in the sound vibration.
这个甘露是在这个音阵当中，并不是说从你的嘴巴当中的有一些神奇的液体体流出来了，这甘露是存在于音阵中。
You have to taste the nectar with your ears, not with your tongue.
你需要用您的双耳去品味这甘露，而不是用舌头品味。
So the devotees are not cheating you.
奉献者没有骗你。
And I don't think you have very heavy karma.
我也不认为你的业报太重。
I think you just have to keep chanting and taste the nectar.
我认为您只需要去不断的念诵下去，然后去品味甘露。
But remember that nectar is tasted with the ears.
但是要记住，这个甘露是用耳朵来品味的。
Of course, there's also nectar in the chanting. We use our tongue to chant. There's also nectar there.
当然，在念诵过程当中，我们是用舌头念诵的，所以也有甘露。
But still, your mouth becomes dry. Doesn't mean there's no nectar there. There's still nectar there.
但是您口干舌燥并不意味着没有甘露，还是有甘露的。
下一个问题。
下一个温达文大师，顶拜 Guru 和所有奉献者的莲花族，请问 Guru 得发展出对主纯粹的爱，不能告诉其他人，那么修习奉献服务的体验能告诉其他奉献者吗？ we don't tell others if we develop pure love for the Lord. Then, after practicing devotional service, that we have some experience. Can we tell other devotees those experience?
Well, it depends. You have to be careful about what you tell other people.
这要看情况而定。您要小心，对您跟告诉别人什么，您要小心说话。
If you're simply telling them about something to try to be recognized as a big devotee, then this is not very good.
如果您告诉别人是为了让别人认出您是一个大奉献者，那这是就是犯了错误。
We don't want to get fame. We want to avoid fame.
我们不想要名誉，我们要避免这个名誉、声望。
So Krishna may reveal something to you, so that's good for you. You don't have to tell everyone about it.
Krishna 向您揭示了一些事情，对您来说是好事，但是呢，你不告诉别人这个。
It's just between you and Krishna.
这是您和 Krishna 之间的事儿，你们两个人之间的事儿。
下一个问题。
下一个 ，Krishna Mai， 顶拜 Guru， 刚才您说达到自发奉献服务的人。可以不用再刻意遵守规范原则了，请教Guru，这是怎样的状态呢？ Those who have attained pure spontaneous devotional service, they don't have to follow regulative principles, mindfulness. So what kind of situation is that? So what is it like?
Well, the point is that somebody who is very advanced in devotional service, who have come to this platform where they're spontaneous, they have natural attraction for service to Krishna. They don't have to follow some things which are just rituals.
这个要点就是那些进步的奉献者，他们已经达到了自发的奉献服务的阶段，达到了对这个奉献服务自发性的阶段的时候，他们不需要去遵守那些仪式仪轨。
Right, they don't have to do things like follow the Varnashram.
他们不需要去遵守 Varnashram， 就是社会阶层四灵性阶段制度。
They don't have to worship the forefathers and the ancestors.
他们不需要去崇拜祖先。
They've already gone beyond all that.
他们已经超越了这一切。
Those things are good for people in the beginning, but not when people become more advanced in Krishna consciousness.
上述的对于那些初习者就刚开始这一个程序的人是有好处的，但是不适用于那些在 Krishna 世界当中已经得到高度进步的人们。
But they will still strictly follow the what we would call the regulative principles, like meat, fish and eggs, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. They won't do that.
但是这些高度进步的有 Krishna 之节的人们，他们会是严格遵守规范原则的，不吃鱼肉蛋，不赌博，不服麻醉品，没有非法的性。
But they won't engage. They won't do the just rituals, these kind of things which have no importance in bhakti.
他们不会去做那些对。 在 Bhakti 当中不占重要地位的仪式。
Yeah, they don't bother to do yoga, they don't bother to do meditation, they don't bother to chant prayers in the mind.
他们不会去刻意的去练瑜伽，刻意的去冥想，刻意的在心意里念诵祷文。
But they will chant. They can chant the glories of the Lord. They will sing the songs about the pastimes of Krishna.
但是他们会唱诵 Krishna 的荣耀，唱诵 Krishna 的消失光的歌曲。
下一个问题。
下一个，唱成了一个新人。Hari Nandini， 顶拜老师，我很努力改掉自己毛病错误，可是很慢，我该怎么做呢？顶拜您老师 ，I'm endeavoring to correct my fault mistakes and but it's very slow. What should I do? The bad habits. And
yeah. Well, it will take time. You have to be patient. You have to keep trying.
你需要花时间，您需要耐心。
We know you're not very young. You're older lady.So, it takes a longer time to teach the older person something new.
我们知道您不是年轻人了，您有已经上了岁数，所以要教一个上了岁数的人一个新鲜事物呢，要花更长的时间。
But it's good. You keep trying.
但是您不停的去努力去找。去努力去尝试，这是好的。
It's good. You're seeing your own faults and you're trying to do something about it. That's a very good sign.
您看到自己身上的错误和缺陷，这是非常好的一个迹象。
下一个问题。
下一个。Honey， 顶拜 Guru， 请问，因为 Krishna 的美丽。和智慧想着爱着 Krishna， 这是物质欲望 lust 还是灵性的爱呢？ Because Krishna is beautiful and has a lot of wisdom that we constantly we think about him and we love Krishna. Is material lust or spiritual love?
Well.It will depend on our own consciousness. Are we loving Krishna spiritually or materially?
这取决于我们的知觉。
Just like
我们是在灵性上爱着 Krishna， 还是物质上爱着 Krishna？
The gopis they have pure love for Krishna. And Kubja, there was a lady called Kubja.She had also love for Krishna, but her love for Krishna was more of a lust.
有勾皮木牛姑娘，还有另外一个名字叫 Kubja 的女士，她们都对 Krishna 有着爱，但是勾皮对 Krishna 还是灵性的，而 Kubja 的爱更倾向于色欲。
Kubja, she was a hunchback lady.And she met Krishna, and she gave all her sandalwood to Krishna.
Kubja 呢，她是一个驼背的年轻女孩。她一见到 Krishna 呢，就把全她的檀香精全都献给了 Krishna.
So she was very attractive to Krishna, but her attraction to Krishna was lust. It wasn't like the gopis, pure love.
所以 Kubja 呢。也深深受到 Krishna 的吸引，但是他这种是色欲的爱，他不像 Gopi 们对 Krishna 是纯洁的爱。
So try to follow the mood of the Gopis.
所以要努力去追随 Gopi 们的心态。
remembering Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's teachings.
要记着 Krishna 的消时光，铭记 Krishna 的教导。
下一个问题。
下一个。Varshana Sundari Devadasi, Hare Krishna, 顶拜亲爱的 Gurudev, 感谢 Sati, 顶拜每一位奉献者，请问 Guru 讲的纯粹奉献者达到 Bhakti Prema 不展示给别人，主要是谦卑展现的原因，对吗？还有别的原因吗？还是 Krishna 感恩您？ The pure devotee, when they attain the Bhakti Prema, they don't show it to others.Is that because of humbleness, or are there any other reason?
They don't show it to others because they don't want fame, because fame is very, very polluting to the heart. It's very contaminating.
他们不展示给别人，是因为他们不想要声望。声望呢，是会污染一个人的内心的，对内心有很大的污染。
It's a disturbance to devotional service.
这对奉献服务来说是造成了很大的干扰。
If you're known as a great devotee, then people will come to you for blessings, and they will respect you, and they will honor you, and it's a big disturbance to devotional service.
人们要知道您是伟大的奉献者，就会来请求得到你的祝福，他们就会来尊敬你，给你荣誉，这对奉献服务是一个很大的干扰。
Devotee, a pure devotee, he just wants to concentrate on his chanting and his worship of Krishna. Doesn't want to be bothered by people who are coming to him all the time for blessings and different disturbances.
纯粹的奉献者，他们只想专注于念诵，专注于崇拜 Krishna. 他们不希望有人不断的来。向他们请求得到祝福来打扰他们。
下一个问题。
下一个，一个 YY 新人，顶拜 Guru， 我七年都是培养自己正面的思维方式来思考人生，不想自己不好的，我已习惯了这样控制自己的心意，可以这样修炼下去吗？ For 7 years, I have been cultivating.The positive mindset to deal with my life. I don't think those bad things about myself. I have accustomed to this way to control my mind. Can I practice like this in the future?
I'm sorry, I'm not clear about what you're practicing or how you're practicing.
我很抱歉，我不知道您在修行的是什么样的法门，或者是您是怎样在修行着的。
We practice chanting Hare Krishna and doing devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting.
我们修习的是唱诵 Hare Krishna， 从事奉献服务，这是始于聆听和念和唱诵。
We read the scriptures.
我们阅读经典。
I don't know what practicing you're doing.
我不知道您的修行是什么样的一种修行。
下一个问题。
下一个 Chandra Devadasi Hare Krishna.Gurudev， 请接受我卑微的顶拜。感恩。刚才您在课中讲述的 Gopal Kumar 出生在文达文的牧牛童，但他又一直在寻找文达文，是这样吗？这个不明白。The first part of the question is that Gopal Kumar, although born in Vrindavan, a cowherd boy, but he is searching Vrindavan Is it right? I cannot understand.
He's born in Vrindavan, and he used the mantra to go to the spiritual world. He went to Vaikuntha.
他出生在 Vrindavan, 他一念诵着一首曼陀罗去了灵性世界，他去了 Vaikuntha.
So he met Narada Muni and Uddhava, and then he heard about Goloka.
他在 Vaikuntha 遇见了 Narada Muni, Uddhava,然后又从他又听说了 Goloka.
And he heard Goloka and Gokula. Gokula is Vrindavan on earth where he came from. They're not different.
他听说 Goloka 和 Gokula 二者没有区别，而他就是在地球上的这 Gokula 出生的。
So by hearing about this from Narada Muni, Gop Kumar is able to develop greater appreciation.For the place from which he comes.
通过从Narada Muni口中听到了这些信息以后，他对于他所诞生的那个出生地就有更大的欣赏了。
Is that clearer?
清楚吗？
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个。有 Dwarka 情感 Vrindavan 情感因奉献者所怀有的情感不同所以会被特定的主的形象吸引 So there are mood of Dwarka, mood of Vrindavan Is that because devotees have different kind of mood therefore they will be attracted by certain form of the Lord
Yes, that's right
是的是的
Dwarka is more opulent and Vrindavan is more simple, more sweet.
Dwarka 更加富裕而 Vrindavan 它更加简朴甜美。
下一个问题。
Narada Muni 说 Dwarka 与 Jagannathpuri 一样如何理解呢? How to understand that Narada Muni said Dwarka is non-different than Jagannath Puri.
Because in Jagannath Puri, the Lord is there, and the same Lord is there in Dwarka.
因为在 Jagannath Puri, 主在那里，而同一位主也在 Dwarka.
Both places, they're worshipping, the Lord is worshipped, he's surrounded by his devotees.
在这两个地方主都被他众多的奉献者所周围都有众多的奉献者
So the mood of Dwarka is similar to the mood in Jagannath Puri
所以 Dwarka 的心态和 Jagannath Puri 的心态很类似
下一个问题
下一个 Narada Muni 说没有了
没有问题。
没有。
Oh, OK。Sati, 我们今天到这儿。
好的，我们结束了，今天的问题都回答完了。
好，谢谢，感谢 Guru Mani 给我们翻译，感谢 Sati 主持人，感谢所有的奉献者聆听，祝福你们唱诵并快乐。Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Thank you, Guru
Dev. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.